The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 310.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder of Flying Cape, and she's going to explain more on what it's all about. So I'm really just excited to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Magdalene Low. Magdalene, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Good morning, Sheena, and good morning, well, hello, whatever time of the day it is, to all of you out there. I'm Magdalene, co-founder of Flying Cape. So a little bit about myself. I am a Singaporean, Chinese-Singaporean, and I am working on my startup now. It's an education technology startup, Flying Cape. What we do is we provide classes for tuition and enrichment for students or children from 18 months to 18 years old. We also hope to be more than just a marketplace. We have developed what we call our holistic frameworks.
Thanks for sharing that, Magdalene. And Magdalene, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would be, well, I'm not in competition with anybody to be the best version of myself. So maybe to share a little bit more on that, it's all about the inherent worth of the individual. So in myself, I do have value, whether I succeed or fail in whatever I happen to be doing at the moment, there is that value. As a born-again Christian, I also know that I'm precious to God, and that really is the source of my confidence. And in addition to all of that, it's also just knowing where I've come from, having the security of a family who loves me, and just really knowing my roots. My grandparents went through a lot of hardship in pre-independent Singapore, living through World War II, etc. They've told me some of their stories, very, very inspiring, and that helps me to know that I too can overcome whatever's in front of me. So I guess that's where I derive my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that quote, and I love that, right? I mean, sometimes, especially, you know, being an Asian woman, we're great at comparing ourselves to other people, not realizing that, you know, when we just learn to work on ourselves and focus on ourselves and use, you know, stories from the past to help us realize, you know, what is possible. I mean, that's where we can have confidence, right? I mean, you know, listening to, you know, grandparents' stories back in the day, I mean, it's crazy what they went through and can still stand, you know, stand tall and say, you know what, I'm still here, I'm still living my life, and it's been awesome, right? And we all go through bad situations. It's just how we pick ourselves up is really the big like moment. I'm trying to find the word, but I can. But yeah, I mean, that's a great quote, and I'm really excited. I'm really glad that you shared that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, we start with what self-confidence is not. It's not just putting on a brave front. It's not, you know, learning some skills to appear confident. I think self-confidence is really something that radiates from the inside. It's the thing that tells a person, whatever the external circumstances, I am a valuable person. I have a place in this world. I have a seat at this table in this thing that I'm doing right now.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And I love that you mentioned what confidence isn't, because a lot of people feel like they need to shout out that they're so confident, not realizing like it's not really needed. You know, it's just like doing the things that scare you, bring the courage to go and do whatever it is, whether it's to ride a roller coaster, you know, something simple as that. And it can start as something as simple as that. And it can just kind of have that ripple effect once you can kind of step over the other side and just do it. I mean, I know when I go on roller coasters, my heart's pumping like all the time. But, you know, I do it just to get rid of that fear, and it teaches me how to just have courage and just go out there and do it. So thanks for sharing that. Magdalene, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I've always gone to good schools and been given good opportunities. But on the other hand, I grew up in a very traditional Asian family where, you know, it's the kind of family where one day after I got admitted to practice as a lawyer, I was heading to court, represent a client. It struck my dad that, hey, his daughter is now a real lawyer. And he actually exclaimed in surprise, hey, are you sure you know how to do this stuff? So it's a family that I guess keeps checking on whether I can do it. It's a safe, conservative family. In many ways, these were the typical Asian parents. They made sure I had everything I needed to focus on my studies, and at the same time, they probably emphasized humility and being able to deliver on the work I was given, and that served me well. But I guess that also, in some aspects, limited my sense of what I could do.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate, right? And, you know, our parents, you know, they do it out of love, right? They hate seeing their kids, you know, fail or go through hardships. But they have to realize sometimes we have to go through these hardships to realize what we're capable of. And, you know, when they're asking you, like, are you sure you know? It's like, then you question yourself, too. It's like, okay, well, maybe there's something about me that's not sure. And then that's when we have, like, the low self-confidence, because then, you know, we're basing our abilities on other people's perceptions. And, you know, it's something that we all go through, and it's something that we struggle with every day. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than confident enough to be able to do whatever it was you were capable of? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, so I think Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, was a game changer in my career and even for life generally. So there were many gems in that book. One of the most impactful parts for me was about taking a seat at the table. So one of the concepts that was shared was that, you know, as a woman, I was predisposed to hold back in discussions. I would wait until I felt totally ready before I volunteered for the next big assignment. That realization really just opened my eyes. So, you know, when I look back at my career and saw that's how I ran my career, it was just really eye-opening. I kind of stumbled into most jobs previously. It's kind of a friend recommended me into various roles. I was into my job as a practicing lawyer, which I loved, and then into an MNC as an in-house counsel, and then being posted to Hong Kong as regional counsel. I all kind of stumbled into it. Good people opened doors for me. But before I got into those roles, I never imagined I would be considered for them, and so never actively interviewed. But I loved each one of those. So the aha moment was really realizing or having the confidence to be able to plug that gap. It's about realizing that you still have that gap, but having that confidence to know that I would be able to learn on the job and to be able to reach the expectations of that job. I think that was the aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's, you know, it's something we can all relate. We feel like we have to figure everything out before we start something, not realizing we can always figure it out along the way. You know, sometimes people will ask you a question and you're like, I don't know. But you know what? Being not knowing is great, because there's so much opportunity out there to learn, to see, to do how to do things the way you want them to do, like, you know, in your own way, and, you know, kind of like express yourself in your own way. And because of you realizing that, what's your life been like now?
Since I had that aha moment, I have very purposefully structured some activities. So, for example, I completed an executive MBA with Tsinghua INSEAD. Before that, I would not even have felt that I was qualified to apply for that school. I've taken on a regional government relations role with my company, where I helped to set up the function almost from scratch in 13 different countries in Asia. And now I've co-founded an education technology company. It's a crazy adventure. This startup life is a total stretch for me. I'm learning new things every single day. There's a lot of failure and experimentation that goes along with the progress that we've made. And I really couldn't have even started this journey without that additional lean-in confidence boost.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing what you've done, right? From, you know, having a job to starting your own company. I mean, most people are too scared to start something, and here you are just doing it, right? It's great, because it just shows others what's possible. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Firstly, I think it's a thought from the book Lean In, that careers are really a jungle gym and not a ladder. That was a tremendously liberating thought to me. So I was speaking with a senior executive from our group head office in London, and he echoed this thought by affirming that he saw in my entrepreneurship journey a positive. He said this: if I succeeded, it would be great. And if somehow the business didn't work out, I would return to the corporate world richer for the experience. There's just so much self-confidence involved in this way of thinking, that it's not about us being in a very secure position in life, in a corporate job, in whatever comfort zones we are in, but rather it's who we are as people, the skills and the experience that I build up, even the absolute success and failure does not impact that. So that's one, I wouldn't say advice, but one thing I've learned which I'd like to share. And then the second one is that, well, we have one life. Each one of us has our own unique journey, unique interests and strengths to power us on in that journey. And this startup that I'm working on, Flying Cape, helps parents find the most suitable classes and activities for their children. It's based not on the marketing budget of various schools or centers in our city, not even about what other parents say was good for their children, but it's all about finding out what the child's interests and strengths are, getting the widest exposure for the child, and then focusing deeply on a couple of core strengths. And you know what? I think it's exactly the same for adults, and it's never too late.
Thanks for sharing that tip, Magdalene. It's really great that you were able to, go out there and do your thing and help others realize it's always never too late. You know, we can start at any moment, at any given time when we choose to. So thanks again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. You can look us up on Facebook. So that's Flying Cape. We also have a website where you can book classes. If you're Singaporean, definitely check this out, www.flyingcape.com.sg. There's a booking website, and there's a blog at flyingcape.com.sg. For people who have been interested in what I shared earlier about finding out your core strengths and interests, here is a link for you. It's a free multiple intelligence test. So that's at mi.flyingcape.com.sg. It helps you to understand what smart are you and not just sort of how smart you are by the conventional IQ tests. So there are 8 types of smarts out there. Have fun finding out for yourself how great you are.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that free tool and for all the links. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Magdalene, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Magdalene's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Magdalene for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll chat with you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.